Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and dramatic topics in the entire specification. Group 1, the alkali metals. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up every single year, and it's one where you can absolutely bank marks if you know your stuff. So get comfortable, grab a pen, and let's get into it. Section 1, core concepts. Let's start with the basics. Group 1 sits on the far left of the periodic table. It contains 6 elements: lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, and francium. You'll mostly be tested on the first 3, lithium, sodium, and potassium, but you need to understand the patterns well enough to predict what rubidium or cesium would do. Now, why are they called alkali metals? Because when they react with water, they produce alkaline solutions. Specifically, they form metal hydroxides, which are alkaline, and hydrogen gas. That's your first key fact. Let's talk about physical properties first. Alkali metals are unusual metals. Unlike iron or copper, they are soft. You can literally cut them with a knife. They have low melting points compared to most metals, and they have low densities. In fact, lithium, sodium, and potassium are all less dense than water, which is why you see them floating on the surface when they react. These are properties that decrease or increase as you go down the group, and examiners love to ask about trends. Going down group 1, from lithium to francium. Melting points decrease, boiling points decrease, and density generally increases. Reactivity increases dramatically. That last point, reactivity increasing down the group, is the big one. Understand why this happens, and you can answer almost any question they throw at you. So why does reactivity increase down the group? This is where electronic configuration becomes your best friend. Every single alkali metal has one electron in its outermost shell. That's the defining feature of group 1. Lithium is 2-1, sodium is 2-8-1, potassium is 2-8-8-1. That lone outer electron is the one that gets lost when the metal reacts. Alkali metals react by losing that single outer electron to form a positive ion with a charge of +1. Now here's the key. As you go down the group, each element has more electron shells. More shells means the outer electron is further from the nucleus. And crucially, the inner shells of electrons shield the outer electron from the attractive pull of the positive nucleus. This is called shielding. The combination of greater distance and greater shielding means the outer electron is held less tightly, it's easier to lose, and if it's easier to lose that electron, the element is more reactive. That's the explanation examiners want to see. Distance from nucleus increases, shielding increases, outer electron lost more easily, reactivity increases. Now let's look at the reactions with water in detail, because this is where the drama happens and where the marks are. Lithium reacts steadily with water. It fizzes, moves around on the surface, and gradually disappears. The solution turns alkaline. You'd see universal indicator turn purple or blue if it was present. The word equation is lithium plus water gives lithium hydroxide plus hydrogen. In symbols, 2Li plus 2H2O gives 2LiOH plus H2. The hydrogen gas produced can be tested with a lit splint. It burns with a squeaky pop. Sodium reacts more vigorously. It melts into a ball as it reacts, fizzes rapidly, and moves quickly across the surface. It may occasionally ignite with an orange-yellow flame. Same products, sodium hydroxide and hydrogen gas. Word equation: sodium plus water gives sodium hydroxide plus hydrogen. Potassium reacts violently. It ignites immediately, burning with a distinctive lilac or purple flame. The reaction is so vigorous that the hydrogen produced catches fire spontaneously. Same products again, potassium hydroxide and hydrogen. The key observation here is that purple flame. Examiners often ask you to describe what you would observe, and that flame color is a specific marking point. One thing candidates often miss: all 3 reactions produce an alkaline solution. If you're asked what you would observe with universal indicator, the answer is that it would turn purple or blue, indicating an alkaline solution with a pH above 7. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I want you to really tune in, because these are the mistakes I see candidates making year after year. Mistake number 1. Getting the reactivity trend backwards. Some students write that reactivity decreases down the group. It does not. Reactivity increases as you go down. Group 1. Remember, the further down, the more reactive. Think of it this way. The further the outer electron is from the nucleus, the easier it is to lose, so the more reactive the element. Mistake number 2. Not explaining the trend in terms of electronic configuration. If a question says explain, and that command word is crucial, you must talk about electron shells, shielding, and the ease of losing the outer electron. Simply saying the atom is bigger will not earn you the explanation marks. You need the full chain of reasoning. More shells, more shielding, outer electron, further from nucleus, held less tightly, lost more easily, therefore more reactive. Mistake number 3, forgetting the products of the reaction with water. The two products are always a metal hydroxide and hydrogen gas. Candidates sometimes write water as a product or forget the hydrogen entirely. Memorize it, metal hydroxide plus hydrogen, every time. Mistake number 4, describing the physical state incorrectly. Alkali metals are solids at room temperature. They are not liquids. Yes, they have low melting points, but at room temperature, which is around 20 degrees Celsius, they are solid metals. Don't confuse low melting point with being liquid at room temperature. Now, command word strategies. When a question says state or give, keep it brief. One or two words or a short phrase. Reactivity increases down the group. Done. When a question says describe, say what happens. Use observational language. The metal fizzes, moves across the surface, and the solution turns alkaline. When a question says explain, this is where you earn the extra marks. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Reactivity increases down the group because the outer electron is further from the nucleus and there is greater shielding from inner electron shells, so the electron is lost more easily. When a question says predict, apply the pattern you know to an element you haven't studied. If they ask about rubidium, you know it's below potassium, so it'll be even more reactive. It will react violently with water, producing rubidium hydroxide and hydrogen, and the reaction will be more vigorous than potassium's. For calculations and equations, always show you're working. For balancing equations, count atoms on each side. The equation for sodium with water, 2 on A plus 2H2O gives 2 not EOH plus H2. Check left side has 2 sodium, 4 hydrogen, 2 oxygen. Right side 2 sodium, 2 oxygen, 2 plus 2 equals 4 hydrogen. Balanced. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what is the electronic configuration of sodium? The answer is 2, 8, 1. Question 2, what two products are formed when potassium reacts with water? Potassium hydroxide and hydrogen gas. Question 3, why does reactivity increase down group 1? Because the outer electron is further from the nucleus, there is greater shielding from inner shells, so the electron is lost more easily. Question 4. What color flame does potassium produce when it reacts with water? Lilac or purple? Question 5. Are alkali metals solid or liquid at room temperature? Solid. Question 6. What happens to the melting point of alkali metals as you go down the group? It decreases. Question 7. What charge do alkali metal ions have? Plus 1. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread the relevant section. Section 4, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's session. 1. Group 1 elements are called alkali metals. They sit on the far left of the periodic table. 2. They all have one electron in their outer shell, which they lose to form plus 1 ions. 3. Physical properties. They are soft, have low melting points, and low densities. These change as you go down the group. 4. Reactivity increases down the group because the outer electron is further from the nucleus and is more shielded, making it easier to lose. 5. All three main alkali metals, lithium, sodium, and potassium, react with water to form a metal hydroxide and hydrogen gas. The reaction gets more vigorous going down the group. 6. Potassium burns with a lilac flame. This is a key observation for exam questions. Look, 7. Always use electronic configuration to explain reactivity trends. That's where the explanation marks live. You've got this. Group 1 is one of those topics that rewards students who take the time to understand the why, not just the what. If you can explain the reactivity trend in terms of electron shells and shielding, You're already ahead of most candidates. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.